This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister charges UWI Medical Sciences faculty to translate science into economic gains. Education Minister says no category of students will be barred from accessing SLB, and police carrying out operations to curtail road fatalities. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is charging the University of the West Indies, UWI, to help spearhead the process of translating scientific research and development into economic gains for Jamaica. This after the university on Wednesday launched its $4 billion state-of-the-art Faculty of Medical Sciences Teaching and Research Complex. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the new faculty represents a major investment in Jamaica's human capital and has created another platform from which Jamaicans can impact the world in the area of science and technology.
Both the faculty and the research center must also enhance the national and regional capacity for the productive application of new medical and scientific technology and knowledge. We need new scientific breakthroughs that can be translated into major economic gains.
Noting that strong focus will be placed on sports medicine, the Prime Minister says the faculty has the potential to further position Jamaica as a sports tourism destination. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the ceremonial opening of the UWI Faculty of Medical Sciences Teaching and Research Complex on Wednesday. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is assuring that the Students Loan Bureau SLB's selection process does not bar any category of students from acquiring loans. Minister Thwaites points out that 90% of all loan applications to the SLB last year were approved, adding that more students pursuing studies in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM are being encouraged to apply for tertiary loans. This in keeping with the country's focus on science and technology. Minister Thwaites notes that the STEM areas are crucial to the continued development of the country, and the government will be putting measures in place to facilitate greater participation in these areas.
It is not true to say that people who have a passion for art or for history or for architecture are being prejudiced. The figures do not support that. It is not true that there is any wide-scale discrimination against students outside of the STEM arena. But it is also true that we need to encourage students in STEM.
The minister was responding to queries about the SLB's selection process at Immaculate Conception High School's open day on Wednesday. The Jamaica Constabulary Force is carrying out a number of operations in sections of Jamaica which accounted for numerous road fatalities last year. Deputy Superintendent of Police in charge of operations at the Traffic and Highway Division, Gary McKenzie, says the police have been targeting five parishes which recorded the majority of road fatalities last year.
Every week we are in a rural area, and what I can tell you that there are five distinct police areas that we are focusing on. St. Catherine, Clarendon, Westmoreland, Kingston and St. Andrew. Those parishes are parishes that we will be concentrating on based on what happened last year in terms of the number of fatalities.
Meanwhile, Deputy Superintendent of Police in charge of operations at the Traffic and Highway Division, Gary McKenzie, says the police are on the lookout for motorcyclists who continue to operate without protective gear. He says several motorcyclists in Clarendon have been penalized for breaches as a result of the increased police operations.
We are paying attention to these motorcyclists. We have been into the town of Maypen on the Bustamante Highway, those areas where we have had these crashes. So far, we have removed several registration plates from motorcycles. We have prosecuted several persons for not wearing their protective helmets. And we have also seized a number of those motorcycles for not being insured.
DSP McKenzie was speaking in an interview with JIS News on Wednesday. Jamaica recorded a total of 330 road fatalities in 2014. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.